because they're making a profit.
So keep it real daily with me, Al Sharpton.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm someday will end. But instead of walking away, oh,
it must be Monday in Cleveland at 5 o'clock because we are here, the issues, the people, and the community. And I'm so glad to be with you every Monday. Our show is sponsored by the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. And I am your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Located at 11318 Miles Avenue. Right here in Cleveland, Ohio, that's 9 a.m. worship service. That's not Sunday school. And as you know, football season is approaching. That's why we're the best place to be on Sunday at 9 a.m. because we will get out, be at home, and we will be watching pregame with the and tailgating with the rest of everyone. And I'll just give a little shout out. I'm not a Cleveland Browns fan, but those Cleveland Browns are looking really good, and I can't wait to see them get out on the field. So Sunday morning, 9 a.m., Sure House Baptist Church, and I have the great privilege to serve as the chief servant and the executive director for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of our churches, all of our clergy organizations here in the African-American community, United Pastors and Missions, Baptist Pastors Council, and the Baptist Ministers Conference, and the Cleveland Clergy Alliance, and a host of others. And we are all glad to come together to work on major issues that will transform our community. Let me rush to say we are praying for Bishop Larry Macon and the loss of his brother, Brother Walter Macon, who they memorialized and had his homegoing celebration this morning. And we sent a resolution. And God bless you. We're praying for their family, and we know that he went home to be with the Lord. And we just thank God for our co-host being here today, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing just fine, but you just kind of disappointed me.
I disappointed you?
Yes, as much as
that
I have love.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, but you said you're not a Cleveland Browns fan.
Well, but I'm in Cleveland, and I just gave him a shout-out.
Okay.
I'm going to watch them.
Okay. And you got on Cleveland Brown colors.
I got
almost
on brown colors because I look good in them.
Uh-oh, my God.
I was wearing this anyway. God. I wasn't wearing this for the Cleveland Browns. I'm like Odell Beckham. That was my car anyway. I didn't go get this for because I'm a Brown. I already had that car. But that's funny. I'm so glad to have you with us. I missed you at church yesterday. I know you were busy getting your certification, and you got the Sober House going, and you have your own station. And I called in on last Thursday. We're doing great work, and we like to be connected to people who are doing things, and you're a great doer, and thank God for you taking the time out to be on the show today, Dr. Jarvis. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me, because you know what? You could have asked anybody else in the world.
I could have.
But I have the privilege.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be the next Joe and Mika. That's why I said you must not watch Morning Joe.
No, I watch television.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll be praying for this. I'll tell you at the break. I'll tell you. That's a good thing, I'm telling you. But listen, we've got a lot of things going today. We're waiting for our guest, Brother Henry Stoudemire, who I've just learned is your cousin, yes, some kind of way. Everybody in Cleveland is connected. And he is his family is a great family here in our city. I have the real estate company. I'm trying to think. I should know the name. I have it right on
the tip. It's McMullen Realty.
McMullen, thank you.
And Henry Stoudemire, who died last May.
Yes,
Who was the patriarch of our family from Alabama.
Okay.
He was the oldest, the longest black realtor in the state of Ohio.
Wow. I didn't know.
Yes.
You know
and
a
then
lot
I,
of things. That's
and
why
then
we have
I required the opportunity to have the street named after him. So East 170th and Miles is Henry Stoudemire Way.
Is that well? I tell
yes,
you what,
we had a nice
celebration.
Event.
Is
yes,
that right?
Celebration when he had that done.
Oh,
I didn't even tell him.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, they're located at 17017 Miles Avenue, which is right up the street from me, right here in the city of Cleveland. Doing fantastic work a very long time, a great family, a good man. And I wanted to, we had Bashir Jones here, remember, a couple weeks ago. And it was Brother Stoudemire's program that Councilman Jones brought to his community to help get folks buying homes, brand new built homes. So I want him to come here and talk about it, and we're going to be promoting that and helping him with that and getting people in our neighborhood but building new homes, going to the banks, getting very low interest rate loans. But I don't want to spoil it because I don't know the details. That's why he's coming. So we're waiting for him. So while we're waiting, I have a couple of folks hopefully calling in. We want to get a report from Euclid, and I'm hoping to hear from Dr. Montgomery to give us a report from Euclid right now. I got people calling and texting me. Matter of fact, you can call 216-578-1490. Dr. Jarvis, we've got a couple things going on at Sure House. Boy, I sure missed you yesterday.
But wait a minute. You just gave everybody the phone number, 216-578-1490.
Yeah.
But you also have to share with them. They can find us on internet.
Go ahead.
At www.newstalkcleveland.com. And you know how everybody like doing these apps?
Yeah.
There is a News Talk app, 1490. Download us, and you can listen to us all the time, the People Station of Cleveland.
Now, I'm going to tell you, when we keep on saying that, somebody going to have to give me some remuneration for that. You'll hear what I'm saying. I'm waiting for Leo to respond. Thank God for Brother Leo.
He doesn't pay us any attention.
None
at all.
But thinking about Brother Leo, let me say this, and then I want to talk about Sure House stuff right quick. Next week is the holiday, and this is actually a good lead. Next week is the holiday. It's Labor Day. We will be participating in the Congresswoman's Labor Day Parade. Just a great historical event for the last 40 years has been happening. We'll be marching down from 147th and Kinsman all the way down to Martin Luther King at Luke Easter Park. And I'm definitely going to ride all the way this year. Last year, I was in 3 or 4 parades running around with my, like a man with his head cut off, sweating and all of that. Now, y'all know I can hear y'all. All right. They back. Obviously, our guest has made it in, and let's get him suited up. Let's get our guest suited up, Dr. Jarvis. But y'all got to do it quietly. We're on the road. We're on the radio live. I'm sorry, audience. We just got to remember.
Well, not
you know
only
how
as
we,
being co-host, I also have to greet everyone.
You got to greet everybody.
Yes.
And
ain't that what the Bible said?
Oh, now don't bring the Lord into it. But it's so good that we have. This is a great studio to be in, I'll tell you. And we are so grateful to what's happening in our community. Brother Stoudemire, we're going to get him hooked up. He's got a fantastic program. We want to share that with you. But next Monday, we will not be broadcasting because of the Labor Day. We will not be on live next Monday. But on September 9th, we will be back, and we'll be back for our entire hour and a half starting next on Monday, September 9th. So next Monday, we'll be off the broadcast, and then we'll be back September 9th starting at 5 o'clock, and we're going to go back to that whole hour and a half. All right. Thank you, Brother Leo, for reminding us as we're getting Brother Stoudemire hooked up and connected so he can come on air. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. We really appreciate you being here, taking care of that, Dr. Jarvis. And so we do have a couple of things happening at Sure House. September the 7th, we're going to be Community Day at Sure House Baptist Church from noon to 4, September 7th. That's a Saturday. We're going to have hot dogs and burgers, and we're going to have some vendors and have the Cleveland Clinic there, and we're going to have Brother Stoudemire and his group there and folks from all over there, and we're going to have a good time, have some music, entertainment, and some fun, and just enjoy each other and enjoy our community, and we're going to pass out book bags to give to kids. So save the date, September 7th, Community Day, Sure House Baptist Church. That's a Saturday. And then the 8th, we'll have service. And then, matter of fact, we have a guest preacher that Sunday. And then on the Monday, the 9th, we'll be back for our hour and a half. So we got a lot of great things coming as we're getting ready to pick up the fall season. And it's great to have you, Brother Henry. Thank you so much for being on the air with us. Tell everyone hello. You're right in the mic.
Good afternoon, everybody.
All right. And we really appreciate your cousin explained to everyone already who you are and that they already named a street after your father. And I just thank God for the work of the Stoudemire family and all of and your commitment to our community. But you got a particular program as a realtor. And then how long have you been in the realtor business?
All my life.
All of your life, and you can't be a day over 22.
Right.
So even when you were a little bitty boy, I seen the pictures in your office. You was a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. My father got into business in 1960. That's the same year I was born.
Wow.
And so all 59 years.
All 59 years. But well, congrats, and you do a fantastic job.
Yes.
And we really do appreciate your commitment to our community. Tell us about this program. I know you started in Ward 7 with Councilman Jones. Just tell us about this grand, fantastic opportunity that is available for us.
Well, what we're a part of is trying to put many, many people, but especially African Americans, in homes. In Ward 7, there's the new construction that our development team is concentrating in on, starting at East 85th in Chester, mm-hmm. branching out to over 30 different lots, trying to put affordable new homes up for people who look like us.
All right. And so we're trying to actually bring new homes, affordable homes. When you mean affordable, what does that mean when you say affordable? That mean we're going to have lower quality homes in our neighborhood than there would be in other communities?
Good question. Pastor, these are nice new homes of outstanding quality, as you will find anywhere else. The price points are designed so that they'll be right in line with what you would pay for rent. So you could get a brand new house for like $175, $185, and it's pretty close to equal out to about a $900 payment, as long as they don't ask for a lot of upgrades.
Now, so I want to make that clear. When you say affordable, you're not talking about the quality of the home. You're talking about it's affordable as far as getting a loan from the bank. That's something that we can actually qualify for,
yes,
and from our community. And what does your credit score have to be?
Well, most lenders are looking for like a 620, 640 credit score.
That's pretty low.
Yeah.
That's because I know that's low because that's my credit score.
Okay. All right, all right.
And I get charged higher for everything because it's not better, and so I pay more interest on things. I'm working on it.
Okay.
It takes a long time to get that thing straightened. But because that's what you mean by affordable.
Yes.
So people, if you have a, really, Dr. Jarvis, if you have a job, got a source of income,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're paying, and let's make this clear too, two things. I'm getting ahead of myself because when you're talking about these homes, that means I got to go to the bank and go get a loan to pay for the home, right?
Yes.
And then I'm going to pay the bank back,
yes,
the money, but I'm going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And instead of paying the landlord, I'm paying the bank. And I'm paying the bank really my money. I'm giving the bank money because it's my house. So I'm really paying myself live in the house. And that's why that is what brings wealth, correct?
It is. And we're trying to promote home ownership because if they're paying $900 a month for rent.
Right.
And it's not a brand new house.
Right.
why not pay $900 a month and have your own brand new house?
Right.
The only thing different is the payment is going to home ownership as opposed to paying a landlord. And the landlord, you'll pay him, but every month he'll come back for more money, and you have no vested interest in it.
Right.
But in home ownership, affordable home ownership, then it's theirs. And,
right.
And what makes it so cool is that the rate in 1979, when I first got my license, was 7.5%. The rate now is 3.5%. So the lower the interest rate, the lower the payment.
Now, listen, you're going to hear the music. We got to get ready to get out of here. But before we go, just want folks to know we're going to be back here with Brother Stoudemire because we want to just talk about, educate folks about what all that means. We need to take a moment to do a little financial literacy, and we want to talk about why this is so important.
Good.
You'll hear from us on the other side of this break. I'm Pastor Phillips. Dr. Jarvis, get us out of here.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to the people, the issues in the community, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. It's so much easier to say CCC, but then folks won't know what that means.
That's right.
So we're here with Henry Stoudemire II. I want to say champ, but anyway, here with champ because he's the champ of realty here in the state of Ohio, in the greater Cleveland area, McMullen Realty. Thanks for tuning in to 10. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't be saying...
News Talk 1490 WERE AM, the People Station, and you can also listen to us on the internet at www.newstalkcleveland.com.
Oh.
I can see your tears.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at NewsTalkCleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at NewsTalk1490 and on Twitter at NewsTalk1490.
If you've fallen behind on your mortgage, it's time to take control. You don't have to lose your home. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling can help. Call us at 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. Real solutions for real people.
NFCC member agencies are approved by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Tea and Honey with Dr. Gwen Jarvis. I was born, raised, and educated locally. Weekly to bring tea leaves of my own experience, talents, and training as bold and boundless as a butterfly to enlighten, inspire, and uplift our community and beyond. With stems on education, health, community, civic, spiritual, and the joys of life. Thursdays, 5 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m. Join me for tea.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't miss the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
On Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley Tuesday, Kim is off and Sherry is in, along with Sybil with Black Moms and Aunties Matter, Black Girl Problems, Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone. They're performing at the family reunion. Actor David Oyelowo, and more seriously, Ignorant News from Damon Williams. All that and more on the next TJMS.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, tomorrow morning from 6 till 9 a.m. on News Talk 1490 WERE and streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story. You can lean on me. There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl.
Is that another one? All right. All right.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
We're back with the issues of people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. I have the privilege to be the pastor of Sure House Baptist Church, located at 113 18 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And I'm the executive director of the Easy to Say Cleveland Clergy Coalition. Clergy Coalition. I guess if you meant to, you know what, you'll make me say something I shouldn't say. Cleveland Clergy Coalition is real simple. We try to keep it simple for everyone to understand. And we thank God for being here. We have Brother Henry Stoudemire of McMullen Realty, and he brought one of his real estate agents who's working in our community, Ms. Jennifer Peterson. Say hello, Jennifer, into that mic.
Hi there. How are you?
You got to speak a little closer to that mic and use your outside voice.
Hello. How are you today?
All right. We're grateful to have you here. And now we got a caller. We got a caller. Caller?
Hello?
Okay, caller. You got
this is Deacon Al Shiver.
Oh, wait a minute, caller. You got to turn your radio off. You can't listen to yourself and talk on the radio at the same time. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, I was calling because I'm interested in getting into the program, and when is the initial start as far as getting into that program to give a new house?
All right, thank you. Thank you, caller. I appreciate that. Brother Stoudemire, has a question for you. They want to know, how do I get information to be a part of? How do I sign up to get me a house in the hood?
Well, they should call 216-991-8100. That's my office address. And Jennifer, as well as a team of my agents, can help out. True story. Had a nice young man and his wife wanted to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I had him get together one of the local lenders, Denise Robinson from First Nationwide Bank, First National Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So they found a house for $90,000. And only thing he needed was $1,500.
Mm.
And his credit score is about a 640.
Okay.
He got a house, and his principal and interest and tax insurance is less than $700 a month.
Wow.
Oh,
in
wow.
Cleveland Heights.
All he
needed was $1,500 for a $90,000 house. So what Jennifer and I are saying, just talk to us. We're going to make dreams become realities. Just give us a chance. We can make it happen.
I'll tell you what we're gonna outline, and Brother Stoudemire, this is right. We're gonna have a whole community outline to get folks to come to a community meeting. We're gonna help you with financial literacy and financial training. I want to talk a moment about how the interest rate works, but that's what makes this thing affordable. And you were talking earlier, and the caller stayed on here, but I want to get through this for a moment. You were talking about earlier in 1979. The interest rate was 7 point something.
7.5%.
7.5%, and now it's what?
3.5%.
And see, if you're a person like me, I didn't know how to. All I know how to do is count money.
Okay.
And it's got to be in my hand, so I don't really understand what that means. So help me understand why does it matter how much the interest rate is? What is that?
Okay. So a 7.5% rate means your mortgage is about $8 to $9 per thousand.
Okay.
As opposed to a 3.5% rate means your money is costing about $3 per thousand. So if you're borrowing $100,000 at 3% or 3.5%, payments principal and interest about $300 a month. So you're borrowing $100,000 at 7.5%, your payment's about $800 a month for 30-year fixed rates.
Gotcha.
The lower the interest rate, the lower the payments.
Ah, no, that I understand. All right, and what you're saying now, we're going to be able to help people even get their credit better. Is that right?
We offer at McMullen Realty free credit repair. Doesn't cost anything.
One. All right.
Say it one more time. Free.
Free credit repair.
You see all these this stuff on the radio, on the television advertising. We'll help you with your credit. We'll get your credit better. Blah blah blah. But there's always a fee to it.
Oh, they're charging like thousands of dollars.
You can come and get this information. We're going to have a financial literacy seminar very soon. We're going to announce on the radio, but this is our rollout at the beginning. Good. What we're going to do, get the message out in the community, Brother Stoudemire, with you here, and then we'll be able to refer back to this moment right here. Where you're saying we're going to have it available and free. You can get your credit repaired. This is so important. A lot of people don't understand there's going to come a point in time where you're going to need credit. I don't care how much cash you have. Mm-hmm. You're going to need credit just to live in the world.
So Jennifer could tell you about her experience because she took a person. He had some blemishes or dents on his credit. And you found him a house on the west side, a two-family.
I sure did.
And the interest rate was about?
We got it really low. We actually went through a separate program. Mm-hmm. But we got it to about 1.5%.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So he managed to purchase a $150,000 home for payments less than $600 a month.
Now, I hope our listeners are hearing this.
And the credit score is about?
I don't recall. I want to say maybe 500s.
Well, in the 500s. This is why the Cleveland Clergy Coalition and this radio broadcast is so important. Yeah. We need to get this information out to the people. And this is one of those things, the harvest is plentiful. But there were not enough customers. We need people to come and be a part of this fantastic program. This is transforming our community. Now, let's talk about the areas where this is available. I'm a southeast person, and Gwen is a west person.
Always
has
been.
West side person, right? She used to. I'm so glad. I'm grateful to have her at your house. She used to go to Calvary Baptist on the west side, one of our largest, greatest churches on the west side. But I'm grateful that she drives over across 480 every Sunday and to be with us. And I'm grateful for that. And then there are some folks who want to live on the northeast side of town. So where is this program, Brother Stoudemire?
It really is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, really? Everywhere. You could buy a house wherever you may choose, just like Jennifer found this gentleman's house on the west side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's okay. Wherever you may want to buy. But the issue is we'll hold their hand as well. They won't be by themselves from the start to finish. We've been around since 1962. We'll hold their hand through this whole process.
I need somebody to hold my hand. I got a caller. I hope. Go ahead, Brother Leon. Caller.
Yes. My name is Al Stewart. I'm from Cure House.
Yes, you are.
Deacon Al Stewart. And I just want to say it's one great thing that you're doing, Dr. Stoudemire, and because it's making housing affordable for people that would not be able to afford housing and obtain housing. I think that the Lord speaks of us being landlords, and I think that you're a blessing to have this program to make housing affordable and make us become landlords.
All right.
And I just want to thank you very much.
I appreciate that, Deacon Shivers. And glad to have you back in the city. You was gone yesterday. We missed you in church, but glad to have you back here, and thank you for calling.
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I want to go back to the new homes that's being built in Ward 7. Where is Ward 7, and where are these houses going to be built? Some people might not know the wards.
Okay. That's a good question.
Ward 7 is Councilman Bashir Jones Ward.
Oh, he was our guest a couple weeks ago.
Good. And it's off Chester, Huff, Lexington. It's a large ward. All the wards are kind of different now than they were 20 years ago.
Right.
You can look online. You go to citycleveland.oh.us, and it'll tell you exactly who has what ward. You could even put an address in. It'll tell you who's the council person.
Now, where do you have the street where the land, because there's been land dedicated to build houses on, right? Where is that specifically?
It's starting at East 85th and Chester.
East 85th and
Chester. But it's branching out.
Right.
All throughout the ward.
All right, that's East 85th and Chester. That's the beginning of that. We're going to talk about where else you're going to be building the new homes. The new homes we're talking about is in our community, right? But you can get this program anywhere. But if you were talking about the new homes, we're actually talking about in our communities. Gotta go. Gotta be right back. This is the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. Gwen, get us out of here right. Say it.
And not only is this a CCC, but it's also, we talk about people, issues, and the community. And our special guest is, I want to say champ, I can't say that, Henry Stoudemire Jr., who is with McMillan Realty, and Jennifer Peterson, who is an agent of McMillan Realty. And I have such a history of McMillan Realty, and it is the best real estate company to deal with in the state of Ohio.
Okay. All right, you'll hear from us on the other side of this break.
But instead of walking away, oh, open up your heart and say,
nephew, when are you going to learn? Until you go to North Coast Auto Mall, you will not be picking me up. It's too hot in this car. The AC doesn't work.
I know, Unc. I've been meaning to get that fixed. I just roll the window down and drive as fast as I can.
Boy, your mama must have dropped you on your head. North Coast Auto Mall is a quick fix for all these problems. I know your credit is a mess. It's okay. They see credit situations worse than yours every day, and they make it work. And they got tons of vehicles. SUVs, sports cars, sedans, all for as little as 99 cents down. And trust me, each one of those vehicles has an air conditioner.
I'm saying, it would be nice to get a new whip for the summer, but what kind of payments am I looking at?
Listen to what I tell you. They have the lowest down payments, and they will work with you for the lowest monthly payment possible. Call 1-800-NEXT-CAR or head over to one of their three locations on Broadway and the Bedford Auto Mile in Akron, across from Chapel Hill Mall, or in Palmer at Pearl and Brook Park. Or pick up the phone while you're driving and call 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Take it from Uncle Earl. A new car with a cheaper car note is less than a speeding ticket just trying to stay cool.
99 cents down. For example, amount of finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.01 upon approved credit.
Did you miss the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
I'm falling out with my body clock, man. I apologize for being a little tardy this morning. I was a victim of 5 more minutes, and I did everything right. I showered before I went to bed. I set the alarm, the first alarm, the second alarm on the alarm clock. I got the wake-up call from the hotel.
I said 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. I hit the snooze button like it was a blunt, man.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on News Talk Cleveland, WERE, and streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey, and every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
Be a part of their journey. Donate today at USO.org.
LifeLock with Norton Security is the identity theft protection and device security you need against cyber threats in today's connected world. Join at LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off your first year.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at BlackPlanetRadio.com.
That man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? All right, we're back. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, the issues, the people in the community, the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, also known as CCC. I don't like that because there's too many C's of CCC stuff around here. Tri C, this C. We have to distinguish ourselves,
that.
Right?
Okay. That's why. We are the Cleveland Clergy Coalition.
That's right.
Hosting team of the radio show of the people, places, and people issues and the community.
All right, we're going to have a little rehearsal, rehearsal with you. But I'll tell you what, we've got Brother Henry Stoudemire, and we have Jennifer Peterson from the McMullen Realty Company, who's got an excellent program to build new construction homes. New construction homes in our neighborhood, in Ward 7 on East 85th. And where's the next place is going to be?
Ward 1, Councilman Joe Jones.
Councilman Joe Jones, and that's right up the street from us. We'll take this caller, Lee Harvard area. That's our community right up the street, Miles, Lee Harvard, Miles area, Union Miles. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I was calling about House, Deer Shore House, which is where I go to church. It's the Mother Baptist.
Yes, it is.
Deer Shore House, and I am disabled. My church members know that. I have been trying for years to find something that was affordable for me. I'm so happy that you're going to come to the Ward 1 and 4 area, because that's what I'm trying to get close to my church. I'm disabled. So tell me about that. Are you going to have a certain style of houses, or the traditional bungalows, or what?
All right, mother, stay on the line and let Brother Stoudemire. Was you able to hear that
yes.
question?
Yes. We actually offer new construction, including not just Bashir Jones or Joe Jones, but also Councilman Kevin Bishop's area. So if you would like a house all on one floor, a ranch-style
yes.
house, we can find you a brand-new house, or if you so choose, an existing home, which would be a little price a little bit cheaper.
How does she, we need
well,
to do that ASAP. Yeah, we got to, we, this is, Mother Magic, we are committed to bringing Brother Stoudemire at least 100 customers in the next couple of days, and I told her the other day on the phone, I'm already down to 99 because she's our first one, all
okay.
right? And that's
good.
Mother Claudette Magic, and let me just tell folks, if you want to be a part of this program, don't worry about getting a hold of it. You can call the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, 216-889-7844. And we also have another number. I'm going to get that number. Hopefully my staff is listening. Have call-in staff and give us the Cleveland Clergy Coalition telephone number, if you would, Shantae. And we're going to do that because we have an actual number for people can call in. And we're going to get a have a financial literacy program. We're going to announce this on the radio on a regular basis. This is the beginning of a fantastic relationship that has already been there because the McMullen Realty Company has been working with the church and the church community for years. Unlike many other private folks and business folks in our community, McMullen and Brother Stoudemire have always been a part of the community, and we really appreciate that. You are royalty to us, and I thank God for you. Mother Magic, we got you covered, and you already know how to get in touch with me, so God bless you, and thank you for the call. This is the kind of need that we have. The need is great.
Yeah.
And people just need to know how to get access to this and be able to work on this. So we're going to help you get those folks, and we need to get this done.
And in the meantime, too, there's also an email address, clevelandclergycoalition@gmail.com, because some people are kind of savvy these days, and
that's
they want
right.
to do this
that's
internet
good.
Stuff.
That's very good. Thank you for that. Thank you. All right. Dr. Gwen Jarvis, you just made
well,
up for all those things I was calling you. All right. But Sister Peterson, let's hear from you, Jennifer. Tell us you are working as a real estate agent and you're getting customers all across Cleveland. And how is that working?
And she's a West Sider.
And she's a West Sider as well, like yourself. How is that working for you?
It's working really well. Every time I go to the office, we get phone calls. People want to know more about the program. They want to know how they can get started with it. And it's really as simple as just call us, come in, talk to us. We'll figure out where you're at and how we can help you get where you need to be.
All right, and we may need to have her dedicated to just work on this with the coalition if someone, because I know how busy you are, Brother Stoudemire. We may need to do it like that and have you be our go-to person. Since you're here, we'll just give you a job. That's how you, when you come to church. That's why you come to church, I'm going to give you a job right away. Isn't that right, Gwen?
Yes.
Yeah, the moment you come in, you going to work. And I really appreciate that and having you be there with us. And that's so important. Yes, sir.
I'd like for Jennifer to explain the $10,000 and the $30,000. Because if they buy in Bashir Jones Ward, in Ward 7, there's some money that they can get to help the down payment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's yes. Let's talk about the money.
Like
I don't
money.
Have any money to put down. I may not even have $1,500, let alone $15. I can get some money to help me pay down on that?
Absolutely. We can help you.
You can help me get some money?
You got it.
Tell me about
that.
You
want some free money?
I want free money.
We got some free money for you.
All right.
So the new homes that we're building in Ward 7 are every one of them eligible for $10,000 in down payment assistance.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Just like that.
That'll make you talk in tongues. Thank God about Sunday.
It can get better.
Oh, you can get better?
It can get better.
Oh, I'm going to go to shout now.
If you work at certain places.
Yes.
Such as, help me out here.
The hospitals.
Hospital.
The hospitals.
Cleveland Clinic,
certain
University.
Nonprofits.
Nonprofits.
University Circle.
I need to get in that. He worked for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We're a nonprofit organization.
You can qualify for up to $30,000.
Oh, wow.
$30,000. $30K.
Free money.
Free money.
Free money.
Now I don't have to pay that back.
No.
They're just going to put it down. They're going to give it to
free
the bank.
Money.
That's if you get a new house. Is that
yes.
correct?
Okay.
New construction.
Can you make that? Too,
Mother
though.
Magic, did you hear that? You can get. New construction or existing?
Sure.
New construction or existing?
Or existing house?
Sure. And you know what? Now, and Mother Magic, she works for Mertis Taylor. I'm telling all her business.
Okay.
But that, I'm sorry, Mama. But that's a government agency, though. That, you know, so that may, that probably a nonprofit that qualifies for that. So she may be able to qualify up to
$30,000.
That's big money, man. We need to get this. We need to get rolling
yes.
right away, man. Hmm. That is amazing. Can you imagine? I don't want to know how anyone wouldn't take this opportunity. What we have to do is just tell people. That's all we, I mean, it really sells itself. Mm-hmm. We just got to get the word out. And that's going to be our job. We're going to help that because we want to transform our community. I'll tell you, we're going to have information regarding this opportunity at our community day, September the 7th, noon to 4. Jennifer is going to be there with us the whole day. They're going to have
day.
A table. I'm already making you a sponsor,
okay.
And there's a price with that, but it's going to be worth it, I guarantee you. We're going to have – don't be looking at me like that, Brother Stoudemire. All right.
Pastor Aaron, we
hold
have
on a
caller.
Second. I'm going to tell you – thank you. And we're going to have you be at the table, and you're going to take people's names, information. We're going to take applications that day. September 7th is going to be the first day we're going to start taking an application. We're going to have a streamline of applications. I hope my staff is listening because I'm giving you some work over the radio. We're going to be able to have a streamline of getting information for people to be able to get these homes. You know what? My staff members need it, but some of them don't like to live in the hood. But it's a joy living in, you know, Mansfield Frazier says something good at, and sometimes he doesn't always say things good. I would have to say that.
He might be listening.
I hope he is. But he said something very good at the groundbreaking that he said. Many times people think about us coming together where we have to go to the suburbs to live. But that can work in reverse as well. Yeah. And I thought that is a very good analogy because I personally enjoy living in the city. I have no desire to live in Twinsburg, Solon, Pepper Pike, in Strongsville, none of that. I don't like to drive. I like to be able to be right where everything is.
Right.
So many times, many people need, but I still want to live in a quality home. Yeah. I don't want to live in no trashy home. I want to live in a good neighborhood. I want my streets to be clean. I want my trash to be picked up. I want the police to come. So I want all those same services.
Right.
I just want them on East 36th Street. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, Pastor, these houses are going to be brand new. No problems with lead. They're 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms. They have basements, 2-car attached garages, granite countertops.
Talk, man.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful homes.
Oh,
I knew the phone would start blowing up. You start talking about free money, everybody's going to call you. We'll take a caller. Caller, you on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air. Hi.
Hi, you got to turn your radio off, and then you can't listen to this live. Go ahead. You're on the air, caller.
I'm interested. Hello?
All right. Leo, let's go to the next caller. Try it again, caller.
Are you crazy? I don't know what to say to that.
Leo, thank you. Next caller. Lord, I know. We're a work in progress. You know. Caller, you're on the air. Caller.
Am I the speaker?
You're on the air. You're on live.
Okay, yes. Yes. Okay, great. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Derek Caesar. I am actually one of the affiliated builders with the project that you guys are talking about. And I was just calling in to with Lamac Industries. We're one of the building contractors who will be participating.
That's true.
In the homes that will be built down in Ward 7.
Now, hold on a second, sir.
Say hi to Henry
hold
and
on.
Hi to everybody that's there.
All right. Derek, can you hold
everybody
on one second? Derek,
Yes.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you one quick question.
Thank you.
Are you an African-American contractor?
Yes, I am.
All right. That's what I want to know. Thank you, Derek. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for being tuned in to Cleveland Clergy Coalition with our special guest, McMullen Realty himself, Henry Stoudemire Jr., along with
Jennifer
Patterson.
Peterson.
I'm sorry, Jennifer Peterson. I'll get these names right eventually when it's over. Okay. We are here talking about the people, the issues, and the community.
All right. You hear from us on the other side of this break. This is our last break. Give us a call, 216-578-1490. One more break, and we're getting out of here. Thank you for listening.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Today, as a nation, we find ourselves caught having to deal with the repercussions of a country that may have caused its own internal divisions.
The Founding Fathers believed that we receive and enjoy our rights as individual children of God and not as members of one race or another, and that forms the basis of the American dream of freedom and justice. We must, as a nation, come together to solve our divisive issues of race as well as other social injustices.
Tune in Red, White, Black, Blue with Laverne and Jack every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM radio. A house divided cannot stand.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by LifeLock with Norton. If you're going westbound 480, there is an accident that's blocking the right berm and shoulder at Ridge Road. And for those going southbound 71, you're going to find some slow-moving traffic between 480 and Bagley Road. If you're in Independence, you'll find heavy traffic delays going southbound 77 between East 30th Street and 480. And in Summit, going southbound Route 8, there's some slow-moving traffic between Glenwood Ave and Central Interchange. LifeLock with Norton Security is the identity theft protection and device security you need against cyber threats in today's connected world. Join at LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off your first year. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WERE AM, the People Station.
This is for that little child. All right, we're back. The issues of community and the people, and I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, and we're going to get right to it because this is our last segment. Thank you, Leo. We got a caller, but before we get to you, back to you, Brother Stoudemire, I want to get an update on what's happening in Euclid. So we came to get a report from Euclid, our city, that we want to change some things. Euclid, Ohio, a report from Euclid. Dr. Montgomery, are you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. How you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Come and give us an update. What's happening in the city of Euclid?
Well, for people who didn't hear this morning, IdeaStream just did a segment on Euclid, the changing demographics. Some of it was based off of a Plain Dealer article that came out in December by Steve Litt, where it talked about the old days of Euclid and how it was once a high tax revenue generating, lots of good city services, and how over the times in the last 30 years or so, the sense of population has changed, the demographic of people's income has changed, and how the city is coping now. And a lot of the reviews about what's going on now is that the city's failing, the taxes are too high, the people don't feel like there's the same amount of investment on the south side of Euclid, and there's also that issue with the police. So it was a good segment this morning, just basically giving people some background about where we are now.
All right, any word from the mayor from on your end? You heard any word from the mayor about what she's going to do to change things and with the police department?
Well, you know, what was interesting is a person called in and said, you know, why was the mayor not involved in this segment? Well, if I were the mayor in an election time, she would have to take ownership of some of the things that have continued over her past 4 years as mayor, and the mayor is not going to answer tough questions about what to do with the city, frankly, because she has no solution. And I think it's important for people to start to understand that saying that we've made progress is glazing over all of the tumultuousness of our economy as well as our neighborhood.
You think, you know what I think I'm going to do, Dr. Montgomery? I'm going to ask our staff to start counting down how many days she has failed to respond since our 10-day deadline. But I know it's been over 30 days now. She's just not responding, not being receptive to knowing that there needs to be a change, insensitive to what the police is doing to our people, our men and women. And it's just a terrible tragedy. But we thank God for your work, and you're continuing to fight the good fight, the struggle for us in the city of Euclid. And you know we have you have all of our support. We're preparing to do a community meeting. You've heard about that, right? We're going to have a community meeting. We're working on the venue right now at the Shore, and they keep on messing us around, but we're looking at September the 9th right now to have our meeting at the Shore. We're working on that, and we're going to be able to announce that very soon, but we need to get the word out to have a listening time to see what the residents are saying about the excessive forces being used in the city of Euclid. Thank you, Dr. Montgomery. Keep up the good fight, brother. All right. All right, that's our report from the city of Euclid. We're going to talk at least once a week. Maybe next week we'll bring next week we'll be off. Don't forget, next week we will not be broadcasting live. It is a holiday. It's Labor Day. Holiday. We'll be out at the parade early until the afternoon, and then I'm going to the National Baptist Convention in New Orleans, and we're looking forward to that, Louisiana. But we'll still be working even while I'm gone. I don't really believe in vacation. I'm not going on vacation. I'm going to the convention. That's work. So we'll be continuing to work and fighting a good fight here. Brother Stoudemire, come on. We're going to get ready to close out this segment. If you want to get in touch with us right now, McMullen Realty is going to be one of our chief vendors at the Sure House Community Day. This is our vendor person coordinator right here, Dr. Gwen Jarvis. They will be there September 7th, Sure House Baptist Church. From noon to 4, they will be there. But if you're interested right now, you can give me a call. I don't want to worry about giving off their number. Call 216-889-7844. That is my number. And we got a caller. Is one of those callers Shantae Gibson? All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I was interested in a housing.
Yes.
My name's Nakia.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in the 7th district. Could you tell me more about it?
I'll tell you what. If you want to get further details about that, you can call my phone, 216-889-7844, and we will direct you to Jennifer Peterson, and they will give you all the information that you need. Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you for listening. See, folks, listen.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same. But Stoudemire, I'll tell you, folks, listen to our broadcast because we're talking about something. We got another call. I'm waiting for Shantae, though. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air?
Hello, I was calling. I wanted to know what kind of houses will be built, colonials, bungalows, and what sizes?
That's a good question. Thank you, sir.
Well, we're building ranch-style houses all on one floor.
Okay.
Colonial style with the bedrooms, full bath for the other guests on the first floor, half bath on the first floor, second floor. We're building bungalows, which has bedrooms and bathrooms on both floors. They all have full basements, unfinished, two-car attached garages. So it's we're building all kinds of styles.
Combination.
Yes. So it's based upon what a person wants.
Okay. Okay.
And it could be built anywhere they want it, but especially right there in Ward 7.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I hope we answered that question. Those are great questions. We're not going to be through talking about this. This is us rolling this out our program, Brother Stoudemire. You can hear the great interest of what's happening, and we're going to get people signed up, Dr. Jarvis, because we want to transform our community.
Yes.
All right. We've
and it
got,
don't take much.
That's what,
it
that's
doesn't
what,
take much.
That's what, it just takes us having commitment.
Yes.
That's what
and
it really.
And even if they have less than perfect credit or even poor credit, give us a chance to help them rebuild their credit.
That's right.
And they'll get into a house. Maybe it might take a year. We're going to be doing this for 5-10 years.
That's right. We're not going anywhere.
Right.
That's good.
So let's start the ball rolling.
Let's get it rolling. Let's get it rolling, rolling, rolling. We have on the phone our person in charge of getting the information to our community from this station, Stacy Polk, attorney Stacy Polk with Community News and Kingdom Information. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
She said she got three hot items for us. Go ahead, Stacey.
Hey, Stacey.
Well, greetings, Pastor, and greetings to my dear friend, Henry Jr., and thank you for all that you are doing with and for us. And in that same spirit, I'm going to ask the community to please come out and support Judge Marilyn Cassidy, who's running for re-election for Cleveland Municipal Court. She is the judge who is in charge of the human trafficking court, and she helped the victims of human trafficking. And it's unfortunate that Ohio is among the top states in the country for human trafficking. So, and that does affect us. So please come out and support her at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 29th, at the Academy Tavern, 12800 Larchmere, which, by the way, has recently become an African-American-owned business. Mm-hmm. Young brother by the name of Chris Butler, who is seasoned in the entertainment industry and is born and raised in Cleveland, is now the owner of that fine establishment. So come out and support him as he supports her. And as well, this is something traditional that we're all well aware of, but it bears repeating, and that is that we must be at Luke Easter Park on Monday the 2nd for the caucus parade and festival. For those of you who want to get your walking in, that's 8 a.m. to be at A.J. Rickoff School at East 147th and Kinsman. Now, on Tuesday, September 3rd, there will not be a financial fitness seminar. We're taking a brief hiatus as we prepare for our men's forum to take place the first Tuesday in October at the Glenville Recreation Center. I thank you, and I believe that I am within budget. Yes, Pastor?
All right. Yes, that's all right. And you tell Judge Cassidy we're looking for some support with that commercial you just gave her. But we appreciate that. I really thank you for all that you're doing, and I will maybe over at the Academy. What I didn't know, Stacey, is the Academy is now owned by African Americans. That's good to know. It's one of my watering holes, so that's good to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that so much, and you have
thank
a great
you.
Week. Okay. All right, we're getting ready to get out of here. Brother Stoudemire, thank you so much. We're looking forward to working with you in the near future. We continue to build out this great program and let our people know that if you want to buy the house, all you have to really have is desire, and we will make sure we can get it there to you. Home ownership is what will transform our communities.
Absolutely.
And one thing I would say to let folks know, even if you already own a home and you're looking for investment property, this is an opportunity for you as well. So even if you are in that kind of business, I know a couple of my pastors, friends who are interested in that for that reason. So there's a lot of reasons that you can want to be a part of this program, and we can actually change things. And please understand, this is made, tailor-made for us, no matter where you want to be, but specifically in our neighborhood in Ward 1, 2, that's where the church is, and on Ward 7 on that side of town. I'm tired of seeing these dilapidated houses, these abandoned houses, and empty lots in our neighborhood when we have to do something about it. And we can bring those nice, affordable houses right here in our community. Well, there's our hour. This is our last time. To just now. Next time we'll come back, we'll be an hour and a half. Be September 9th. Next week we're off. Don't forget September 7th, Community Day, Sure House Baptist Church. We're going to give out book bags. Food and fun, and just have a great time. God bless you, Cleveland. Have a great week. Go ahead, Gwen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, where we talk about and have about people, issues, and the community with the host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, and co-host Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis.
Have a great
good
week,
evening, and we will talk to you Thursday night.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.